This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or tryzona.com.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In. This is my weekly podcast here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast Network. I'm the nutritionist at the Hoffman Center. I work alongside Dr. Ronald Hoffman on a daily basis. I've been the nutritionist here since 2005. It's been a pleasure and a privilege imparting information to our patients, our clients, and now our listeners. And via these podcasts, I'm very happy to bring you information, and I welcome your questions, your comments, and you can email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. And just a reminder to all of you, we do have a weekly newsletter. You can sign up at drhoffman.com. You will be prompted, actually, to sign up for the newsletter. I would encourage you to do so. It's free, and you'll get it in your email once a week. If at any time you wish not to receive any more emails from us, you just scroll down to the bottom and unsubscribe. It's as simple as that. So here we are. It's about the end of January now. I've got a question from Micheline. Micheline writes, "Hi, I'm a big fan of your podcasts, and I was wondering if you had any advice for a young woman who has chronic yeast infections in terms of nutrition, supplements, or anything else. Thanks." Hi, Micheline. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your question. Candida is a major, major topic here in integrative, functional, and complementary medicine. You know, integrative and functional medicine is what it's called now, what used to be complementary medicine. And before complementary medicine, it was known as alternative medicine. Although today, alternative medicine defines other areas in health. Now, Candida, very, very big topic. Candida is a yeast in the fungi universe. Candida and yeast, the word yeast and candida, I'm going to use synonymously. So we're talking about a fungal overgrowth. Candida resides in the GI tract. It everywhere from, you know, your oral mucosa, your mouth, all the way down to the GI tract has some amount of candida, along with other bacteria. This is all part of the microbiota. Now, Candida albicans is a species. Candida albicans, when it overgrows, it can be opportunistic. So when it overgrows is when it causes a problem. Candida normally resides in the GI tract. And as long as it doesn't overgrow and overpower your healthy microbiota, your healthy beneficial bacteria, things are pretty much okay. That's actually the deal with the ecosystem, right? We are the superorganism that hosts many variety of bacteria, beneficial and not so much. Candida albicans is the not so much, all right? There are other different forms of yeast or candida, which are friendlier, which are more commensal, which are more possibly beneficial. But Candida albicans is really what we're talking about today, and this is Micheline's question. Now, for young women who have chronic yeast infections, the typical causes are the following. And by the way, you don't have to have a vaginal yeast infection to have an overgrowth of candida. Many women will say to me, oh no, I don't have any trouble with yeast. I don't have any vaginal yeast infections. Well, you could still have a yeast overgrowth population in your gut, rectally, orally. Orally, it's called thrush. We're talking about a white-coated tongue, not necessarily the tongue you wake up with in the morning, but all day long. Candida can also show up as eczema on the skin. So fine, you don't have vaginal yeast infections, but maybe you have eczema. You still need to be on a candida diet. So what can cause these chronic yeast infections in women? First of all, this is shown in the scientific literature that stress in and of itself can cause a yeast overgrowth. Aren't we lucky, ladies? Oh boy. So stress in and of itself can cause a yeast overgrowth. Shifts in our hormones, even our monthly cycles, menstrual cycles, can cause shifts in yeast overgrowth or can cause yeast overgrowth. A poor diet, and when I say a poor diet, I'm talking about a diet high in sugar and other refined carbohydrates like starches and refined flour and so forth. So all of the sugar and the other refined carbohydrates, which rapidly turn to sugar in the body, this is what feeds yeast in the body. So by changing your diet, by eliminating sugar and other refined carbohydrates, you're cutting off the food supply to candida. What else can cause chronic yeast infections in women? The use of antibiotics. Are you having to take an antibiotic, say once a year? Maybe you've had an ear infection or a sinus infection or some other thing that required an antibiotic. Afterwards, if you develop a vaginal yeast infection, you can blame the antibiotic. Here's how that works. Antibiotics do a beautiful job of wiping out all bad bacteria. But basically, when you've wiped everything out, you've also wiped out the good bacteria. And this is unfortunately what antibiotics also do. And then that leads the way for an opportunistic bacteria or fungi like Candida albicans to grow and flourish. And that's the reason for the development of that vaginal yeast infection that occurs after a round of antibiotics. It may not happen immediately. It may not happen during. It may happen a few weeks later. But that's typically what's happening there. Other things that can cause chronic yeast infections in women, the use of birth control pills. Oral contraceptives, definitely. Why? Because they cause a shift in hormones that can cause the overgrowth of yeast or yeast to flourish. Any shift in our hormones can do this. Now, many with irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, a leading culprit of IBS in many who suffer with it is a yeast infection in the GI tract. Once we fix that, crowd out the Candida albicans by first starving them, not feeding them the food that they require like sugar, and also putting you on a supplement program, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit, can help to reduce the yeast in the GI tract. So stress, a bad diet, which contains sugar, refined carbohydrates, the use of antibiotics, and oral contraceptives. So the first thing to do for this young woman with chronic yeast infection is absolutely to clean up the diet. All right. Check use of antibiotics. If there are antibiotics involved, you still need a clean diet. You still need to introduce probiotics. Even while you take the antibiotics, it's a good idea to take probiotics. But here's the rule. When you take your probiotic, make sure to take it at least 2 hours away from your antibiotic therapy. This is helpful. And including maybe a probiotic at night at bedtime, so it could do its job during the night as well. I want to mention some other conditions that are related to yeast overgrowth. Things like sinusitis, joint pain. I know that candida overgrowth is associated with joint pain. So for those of you who have joint pain but don't have arthritis, check your diet. It may be that you need to be on a yeast elimination diet. So for women, there are several conditions exclusive to women, particularly those between the ages of 20 to 55. Among candida-aware health practitioners like myself, the following are considered yeast-related health problems, and I'm reading from my own article called Candida on our website at drhoffman.com. Here are some of those conditions related to candida. Besides recurrent vaginal yeast infections, vulvodynia, burning vulva, vulvodynia, recurrent urinary tract infections. Why does that happen? Typically, a urinary tract infection, a UTI, is typically associated with the E. coli bacteria, but it can also be associated with yeast. They're all in that same general area. Personal hygiene is definitely recommended here. Yeast overgrowth is also associated with endometriosis, with dyspareunia. I'm pronouncing it wrong. Also known as painful intercourse. Yeast overgrowth is associated with infertility. Infertility is rampant in our country. Could it be our chronic use of antibiotics and poor diet? Good question. Other common conditions to both sexes that may be yeast-related include eczema, psoriasis, urticaria, this is hives or chronic hives, acne, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, as I mentioned earlier, GERD, oftentimes a yeast overgrowth in the esophagus can be a contributor to GERD or acid reflux. Chronic ear infections, Crohn's disease, prostatitis, it's inflammation of the prostate, multiple sclerosis, lupus. Why am I talking about autoimmune diseases to you now? Why am I mentioning these? Because candida overgrowth does something very important. It causes a leaky gut. And as many practitioners know in the integrative, functional, complementary community, that leaky gut is the prerequisite for the development and presentation of most of our autoimmune diseases. What else is causing caused by yeast overgrowth? ADHD. I'm going to talk about ADD and ADHD in future podcasts. Stay tuned. Yeast overgrowth may be related to autism. It has been shown that children with autism do better on a yeast-free, gluten-free, casein-free diet. Yeast overgrowth is also associated with depression. But listen, yeast overgrowth also has to do with brain fog, problems with short-term memory. What's going on there? When we have candida overgrowth in the gut, a byproduct is alcohol. And alcohol's byproduct is acetaldehyde. Alcohol is a byproduct of yeast overgrowth. You've basically got a miniature still. Think whiskey that's being produced in your gut. So when we say people are yeasty, these are the people who have, you know, tip of the tongue syndrome. What's that word? Or suffer from brain fog, short-term memory issues, things of that nature. When we combat the yeast, a lot of that clears up. There's a lot of mental clarity that is then born of being on a yeast-free diet. So what we need to do is we need to get rid of the yeast in the diet. First of all, any cravings you have, if you If you have yeast infection or eczema or other symptoms of yeast or brain fog and you're a sugar craver, that sugar craving is also born by the candida overgrowth in your gut. Those critters are craving sugar for you because that is their food. That's why in somebody with candida, they crave sugar even more than the next person without candida. Very, very important. We need to take those cravings seriously. Now, if you've never read The Yeast Connection Handbook by Dr. Crook, The Yeast Connection in Women's Health by Dr. Crook, go find it. Find it on Amazon. Check it out at your local library. Now, let me talk to you briefly about a yeast-free diet. A yeast-free diet, besides eliminating any and all sugar, including fruit. Some people with chronic, really systemic yeast, I'm talking about chronic vaginal yeast infection, skin issues like eczema, itchy ears, brain fog, thrush, all of that. Those folks who have been on rounds and rounds of antibiotics, who have sinusitis that may be associated with candida, with a fungal issue in the sinuses that is causing the actual sinusitis or sinus infection. They need to completely be on a very strict low-carb, sugar-free, yeast-free diet. So getting rid of all sugar. And for those people, we may even need to remove fruit for a month or so. But certainly those who are able to have some fruit without much consequence should continue to avoid the high sugar fruits like grape skins, which are known to contain fungus, grape skins, if you look at them microscopically, bananas, because they're so high in sugar, pineapple, any of the tropical fruits like mango, along with the pineapple and banana, all fruit juices out, all of that, anything sweet, starchy vegetables like sweet potatoes, yams, corn is a yeast feeder. Anybody on a candida diet should avoid corn at all costs. Any grains, and corn is a grain. The high-carb foods, which is the grain food group, and including any fermented foods. I'm talking about your pickles. I'm talking about vinegar-containing foods like mustard, mayonnaise, vinegar in your salad dressing. All of these are to be removed. And, of course, ketchup. Ketchup is full of sugar. Olives, pickles, sauerkraut. But wait, I can hear you saying, but these are probiotic foods. Well, you know what? Those particular fermented foods, while you have a yeast overgrowth, a candida overgrowth in your party, may be just joining the party and feeding more yeast overgrowth. So anybody on a strict candida diet probably shouldn't be eating things like kimchi or other probiotic foods like sauerkraut or lactic acid fermented pickles. In the beginning, they should probably avoid this at all costs. Later on, they can reintroduce them to help with the reinoculation of their gut of beneficial probiotic bacteria. That it would be important then, but not in the beginning, because that bacteria may work against you, at least in the beginning. So cravings, sugar cravings can be worse than those with candida. And here's some supplements to help push out and kill the yeast. You must do this with a candida diet, because if you continue eating a poor diet, one full of sugar, full of refined carbohydrate, you're spending a whole lot of money on supplements that are not going to do half the job that they should be doing. A supplement like olive leaf extract, this is a potent antifungal, antimicrobial, antiviral, also good against cold and flu. Taking olive leaf is helpful. Oregicillin, which is oregano or oil of oregano. And anything that can help to boost immunity, like vitamin C. This is also helpful. Getting a good night's sleep will help to boost immunity. Stress suppresses our immune system, and that allows candida to overgrow. Did you know that a candida overgrowth may also be an antecedent to the diagnosis of celiac disease? Again, leaky gut being the prerequisite for autoimmunity. So I invite you to read our articles at drhoffman.com on Candida, and another one by Dr. Hoffman entitled The Yeast Connection Vindicated 35 Years Later. Go to drhoffman.com to read about it. So, Micheline, I thank you for your question, and I wish your friend the best of luck. And what I would really recommend is a thorough workup to get to the bottom of what may be causing these chronic yeast infections and to start addressing it there. A qualified nutritionist, healthcare practitioner who is well-versed in Candida can help you in this endeavor. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Heart Greens. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens, the functional food that you drink, using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit IntelligentGreens.com. That's IntelligentGreens.com.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me, but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.